This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And welcome to all of our brand new listeners. Todd just told me about this report he got in. And every day we find out, you know, how many more people are listening. And it's just like building and building and building. And we have literally brand new listeners every day on this radio program. And large numbers of them. And we appreciate that so much. 550K Fire. Set your watch to it, for crying out loud. I have to tell Todd about the most asked question about 550K Fire at last night's Cookfest in Bowman.
Ooh.
Forgot about that.
I'm curious.
Send you
know,
text.
we leave K-Fire on in hospital delivery rooms and count each baby born, too. You didn't know that.
See, but this is the service we provide. This is how we get this. And many people,
I'd say you got to catch them early, so.
Right. Exactly right. And, we root for, moms and dads, parents out there that are adding to the incredible future that this great state of North Dakota holds. Just incredible. So whether you're listening on 550K Fire, whether you're listening on KTGO 1090 Radio in Tioga, now at 92.7 for folks up there as well, KLTC in Dickinson, and AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, we appreciate you, ladies and gentlemen. We really do. We're glad you're there, and we're glad you're listening. And it's so fun for me to take part in these Bakken Rocks Cookfests. Yesterday, Bowman, about 1,200 people. You're going to hear from Governor Burgum. He had a great time out there as well, handing out the awards. What's not to love about free food, live music, games for kids, freebies, great information. I mean, valuable information. If you're in business, valuable information.
When you put it that way, it sounds pretty obvious, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, think about this. For instance, one decision by the legislature. One decision that you probably didn't hear about unless you were in the industry. It was called the Pore Spacing Bill. We covered it on the program, but my eyes rolled into the back of my head when I tried to figure out what they were talking about. I mean, I literally was like, what? Somebody put this in English for me. And basically, if you think of mineral rights, pretty defined. If the minerals are below you and you own the mineral rights, you own them, right? Well, when you do pore spacing, when you take, for instance, CO2, and you store it, okay, in the ground. Let's just use that as an example. The pores and where it goes don't follow the boundaries of my property. They go all over the place. So you really needed to kind of lay out the law of the land, if you will, the rules of the road, and say, here's how this works. And I love private property rights because I think, honestly, you could take a lot of the arguments that we find ourselves squabbling about and come back to private property rights. I like wind. I don't like wind. Fine. If you own land and don't want a turbine, you have that right. You own the land and you want to put that, and you have a chance to make $10,000 a year a turbine. Why should you be denied that? Income no different than can I, grow corn or not? So, private property rights to me are A number one. But the idea of a neighbor saying I'm entitled to what you're getting for the CO2 that's on your land because it comes over to my land you got to just organize that somehow. So the governor tells us one piece of legislation that defined that, clarified that, had enormous support in the ag community, and I mean, it was universally, obviously, pretty well received between industry and landowners. Some folks wanted to do it differently, and there became some debate about it, whatever, but they finally decided on something. Okay? And that decision leads to a $500 million investment by Danbury Resources in Bowman, North Dakota, outside of the Bakken. Biggest oil field play in North Dakota prior to the Bakken. To revitalize it, to bring more oil out of those same wells. I mean, how do you not jump up and down and say, that's fantastic? So the governor's going to talk a little bit about that today in the program. and give some attaboys to folks in the legislature for putting that through. But certainly in Bowman, you know, that's a big darn deal. We talked to the mayor, Lynn James, on the show yesterday. She and her family were down there yesterday. So many people there. It just was a fun day. It really was. 1,200 folks, great food. I have a swag bag, Todd, that you wouldn't even believe. I think I might do a video of my swag. Because I'm that
excited. You should.
Yeah. I'll do it because I'm broadcasting today from the patio of Teddy's Presidential Suites in Watford City. So right now I'm outside. Now, the sun is not shining at the moment. And normally I can't call it an incredible, beautiful, awesome day unless the sun is shining. And it's cloudy, but it's nice. The humidity's in check. And there are about 200-some-odd fishermen, anglers, don't want to have anybody triggered, anglers out on the water of Lake Sakakawea right now. So they probably are thinking, okay, the sun can hold off for a while. That's good for me. I don't know how the fishing is, but we have a fishing report today on the program because the developer of this property and many others, Brett Erdman from New Leaf Hospitality, that has incredible facilities, Teddy's Presidential Suites, where I'm staying in Newtown, and Little Missouri Inn and Suites, identical properties in Watford City, beautiful Mainstay Suites locations in Stanley and Tioga. And what am I forgetting? Oh, their new one in Minot, the Hawthorne Suites. These people run great facilities. Outdoor patios at all of them, all summer long. Some with barbecue grills, just go out there and barbecue. They have nightly food specials at Teddy's in Watford City. Teddy's in Newtown, prime rib dinner specials every Friday and Saturday night. So what's not to love about that? That's why we're here, for the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. Now, tomorrow we'll be in Van Hook, 2 until 4 for the Bakken Basics Info Session. A lot of great information, a lot of great people. 4 until 7 for the free barbecue and live music. It'll be in the American Legion Park. You don't want to miss this in Newtown. I'm going to be at a bait shop in Van Hook tomorrow. You can meet a lot of cool people at a bait shop, Todd. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They were all apologetic, like, we don't really have room, and, you know, we have a table. I'm like, hey, I'll go next to the minnows. I don't need anything fancy. Give me a chair and a plug-in at the minnows. I'm good. Call me good. So that's what I'm going to do tomorrow. Right there. Beautiful Van Hook. So can hardly wait. Should be a grand time. You find me in the Bakken Rocks Cookfest hat. Get a free MyPillow if you tell me somebody that's doing something good in your community. From Oasis Petroleum, the Be the Buffalo folks. That's all you need to do. Hey, here's somebody I know that really is doing some amazing things for our community. You need to know about him so we can spread the love. The governor told me a story about his tour in Mott of the tornado damage last night, and I'm not going to have all the details of this right, but evidently the building in which all of the 4-H projects for the fair that's not yet happened are in this one building. And the tornado took the roof, Todd, of this building and plopped it down on all of the projects.
Oh, man.
So the building's destroyed. But what they are doing is any parent of a child that has a project in this 4-H building, they are employing them, literally, for a few days so they can put them on their insurance and everything and have them come in and help. And they're going to do a piece-by-piece removal of the roof so they can save as many of the projects as possible. Is that not amazing?
That is.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that is North Dakota ingenuity at its finest. I just can't even believe it. So he told another story, too, about he told this to us yesterday on the just after his tour, where a family had gone out to help people clean up, and when they came back, other people had cleaned up their home and their yard and everything. You know, it's
very
just,
cool.
It is. And that's the best of North Dakota. It is just the best of North Dakota. I love it. So anyway, thanks to Oasis Petroleum, Hess, Continental Resources, and Enbridge for bringing you our Cookfest broadcast. We'll be having lots of fun about that today. Okay, so Senator John Kennedy is my new hero. Do you know this guy, Todd? You ever seen Senator John Kennedy? We've played a clip or two of his over the years.
I was going to say, do I know him? Not personally, no. Yeah, I know who you're talking about, though.
And I want to be him. I just want to be him, and I'm going to tell you why. He was on Tucker Carlson last night.
You want to be a Kennedy? I'm not sure we're going to hear that, but
it's a good point. I might have to rethink this. I want to talk like him. I want to have his sense of humor. Maybe that's better. Yeah. he was on Tucker Carlson last night, and I don't always get a chance to watch Tucker, or in my case, you listen to something online, a clip or whatever from the show, but I heard the whole show last night of Tucker Carlson, who is, in my mind, the best show on cable TV. Other than Special Report, Special Report is the news, so not from the fake news perspective on Fox, but Tucker Carlson is a cable news show without the usual cable news show of yada, 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 you know what I mean? Of just the same things you've heard 300 times already today. And if it's CNN or MSNBC, the president's horrible. And if it's Fox, that he's not really that bad. And occasionally they'll put people on and say he's really good.
You know, Your blood pressure got kind of high when I flipped one of our monitors over to CNN yesterday. And
well, until we saw Senator Kramer, and then you reminded me, hey, Senator Kramer's on CNN. So you
can't, see?
Yeah, exactly right. Anyway, it was really good last night for a lot of reasons. I'm going to share some of that today. The governor's coming up. Talk fishing with Brett Erdman from Teddy's Presidential Suites in the Newtown. And anything on your mind. That's why we call it What's On Your Mind. Lots of time to chat today. Get to it, 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Mineral owners, do you know if you're being paid correctly? With Mineral Tracker, you can be sure. Mineral Tracker is an online app that gives North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to make sure their monthly checks are correct. When you activate your free account, that's right, I said free, you get access to the Mineral Tracker map. This shows you your wells, all other wells and their laterals in North Dakota, plus all permitted wells and rigs. Head to MineralTracker.com today to get your free account.
August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, there's going to be a celebration three-day party called Thrive Fest North. Human trafficking is a big issue, and if we really were able to see that ugly underside of our society, we would be shocked at how much of it is going on. We need to be aware. We need to rise up and say, no, this is not what we're going to be about, and do our part to try to limit this the best we can, and that's what the Thrive Fest is all about.
We believe in the impact and power of God at work in people's life through Jesus Christ. And so we believe Thrive Fest is the vehicle that can bring that to this entire region, not just Fargo, but the entire region. And so we're looking forward to bringing all these guest artists in who have a solid testimony and having a great impact for people who either are Christians or are not. We'd love for them all to come out and see what we're doing.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
These women have made multiple anti-Semitic, anti-law enforcement, pro Antifa statements on Twitter and interviews. Where's the outrage about that? Where's the Twitter outrage about that? Omar, 2 years ago, asked for leniency for 9 suspected ISIS members. 2 days ago, she refused to condemn Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, who we now know, knocked down the Twin Towers. She refused to publicly condemn. Then you've got Presley, who is threatening to unseat several Black Caucus members simply because she said, and I quote, "We don't need more black faces if they're not going to vote the way we want them to." And then, of course, no different than our absentee mayor here in New York, who's out there making America rats, trash, and urine again, you have an absentee congresswoman in AOC who cares more about the border than she does about the own crisis in her backyard. And I want to say,
what crisis in our backyard?
There's public housing, there's homelessness. You know, as a New Yorker, these are issues that matter to me. And if she doesn't start focusing on them more, then she might end up being challenged by somebody like me who does.
And you had an experience.
You might run against her?
You know, I never count anything out, but it's getting so infuriating that they're focusing on, you know, building a high-speed train to Hawaii. I mean, cows, you know, flatulence. This is ridiculous. You know,
abolish ICE.
That's right.
Abolish Homeland Security.
I've spent time in public housing. They need our help. They are hardworking, tax-paying Americans who deserve better.
Lynn Patton is who you're hearing. She is a black woman who, the summer of 2017, was appointed by President Trump to head up the Region 2 HUD area of New York and New Jersey. So she's speaking with a significant amount of experience on rat-infested, urine-smelling, you know, these places, the places these people represent have a lot of problems. And these people go to Washington, D.C., live high off the hog, and preach about how horrible America is when the places they came from, which, by the way, include New York City and Representative Omar. I mean, I would say the same thing. There's plenty to work on in the Twin Cities. Michigan, the woman that said, you know, the potty mouth. These four are radical. And everything she cited should cause every bit as much of an uproar as what Donald Trump said. I'm sorry, tweeted. But it doesn't. That's why you cannot play this game. This is why you cannot say it was mean-spirited. And I believe, Congressman Kelly Armstrong is going to be on tomorrow. I don't believe he believes the president's mean-spirited. I believe some reporter caught him, stuck a mic in his mouth, and said, what is this? And you know what? Republicans tend... And Kelly's not like this. Kelly's a fighter. He is 100%. And there's probably a calculation in Kelly's mind as a freshman member of Congress that, you know, I got to plow some ground somewhat down the middle here for swing voters. These guys run every 2 years. Now, are there swing voters in North Dakota? I don't think they are. I think we have, the governing party, and we have some folks that are fighting among themselves about whether they want to shut down the oil and gas industry, shut down the coal industry. Go to this green utopia and some people who are just Democrats because their parents were Democrats. That's the Democratic Party in North Dakota. So I don't know why he needs to worry about it. But my point is, it wasn't just him. It was all kinds of people. Mitt Romney, da-da-da-da-da. Why? Don't take their bait, because they don't do the same thing when those people say what they said. Those people being this squad and what she just told us, they say. And you know what? We play on their turf a little bit, don't we? We play on their turf because we allow them to control the news cycle and what they say. And then all of it is, of course, about what horrible things Donald Trump has said. And then you're fighting. You're on defense. Let's go on offense. Let's shine the sun that just came out over Newtown on the way of thinking of these four people. You don't have to name call to do that. It's facts. It's 100% facts. But I think the president, doing what he does, how he does it, elevates this debate so it sees the sunshine. The problem is he doesn't have very many people who get what he's doing around him. The number one thing I hear when I'm out on the road from the listeners of this program is, imagine what Donald Trump could accomplish for America and our great state if more Republicans would get behind him. They're too busy playing defense, responding to the media's game of gotcha. So this is where folks that are frustrated, and there's a lot of frustration out there. I'm frustrated too, right? I'm frustrated too. Got a text from a listener this morning. I don't remember what time this happened. Tom, I remember. But we had a call, and somebody was talking about this whole situation and said something about all Muslims need to go. Something like that. Do you remember that, Tom?
I do.
And, you know, we respectfully pushed back and said you can't say that. And we went into a whole discussion of, look, if you're, you know, radical Islamist, if you're on the ISIS, Al-Qaeda, wing, of which, you know, that's a significant movement. And a significant, I mean, it's Osama bin Laden wing of the Muslim religion. It's not small. I don't know what percentage it is. But then over on the other side, people are they're absolutely 100%. And I have friends that I helped get here from Iraq. They're now productive members of the society who are so thankful to the United States military for helping defend their country. They love America. And they love the opportunity they have here. They wouldn't think of having somebody die by the sword. They don't even think that has anything to do with anything in the Quran. Now, some people do. But the question is, how many on one side or the other? Anyway, he sent me a note this morning. This listener. And he, I guess, kind of apologized for saying what he said. And I don't have the text in front of me, as you probably can tell. I'm trying to find it, but I will find it at some point. But he basically said, hey, I shouldn't have said that, but I'm just so frustrated. Well, I'm frustrated too. But I don't think we need to, I don't think we need to go there. I think we need to tell Republicans enough already. Okay? Don't be the Democrats, just a little bit different in criticizing him. And politicians are politicians. They're always thinking about the next election. And it is true that the next president, whether Donald Trump is reelected or whether Elizabeth Warren is elected, is going to be decided by people who are in the middle. And this Axios poll that I told you about was done back in May, but it is absolutely freaking out the Democrats. Showed that AOC is A, not popular, but B, the voice of the Democratic Party. 22% approval. Omar, NDSU grad, Omar, 9% approval rating. And those two are seen as the face of the Democratic Party. So the Democrats are in panic mode right now. Because the views those four espouse scare the daylights out of these people in the middle. So what you're seeing back and forth is this game. Let Republicans know you back them in backing President Trump and what he's doing. That'd be the best place to channel your frustration. Do you agree with me? Tell me. 2580550, more after this.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wanderers Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free.
And Carol, let's welcome everyone along to Branson for six big Christmas shows, October 31st through November 5th. $989 per person based on double occupancy called Juven Tours and Travel. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093 and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died. He served on the bench from 1975 to 2010, passing away yesterday at 99. Late yesterday, when the news came down of his passing, candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden was at a campaign event in Iowa, and he said of Stevens,
he understood that, you know, the most important thing about being in the court is being prepared to listen with an open mind to the litigants before them, and I thought he was a fine man.
The U.S. House passing a resolution condemning President Trump's controversial tweets about four female Democrats in Congress. But those tweets only seem to be increasing his support among Republicans. A Reuters poll finds Trump's support by Republicans now at 72%, up from 67 last week. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
By Schwann Buick GMC.com. Although, if you go to SchwannCadillac.com, you can also check out what's available in the Made to Move sales event. Lots of zero APR, 72 months, plus $1,000 purchase allowance. But I would not blame you if you jumped into a brand new XT6. You can check out the Facebook Live we did on my Facebook Live. SchwannCadillac.com.
And you know what? If you find me tomorrow in Van Hook, North Dakota, we're going to looking forward to our broadcast from the Bakken Rocks Cookfest Day 2. We're in Newtown today at Teddy's Presidential Suites, having a grand time. And tomorrow, Bakken Rocks Cookfest 2 for this year, that will be the 22nd event they've done over the last 11 years. Free food, live music, games for kids, freebies, lots of great information. 2 until 4, the Bakken Basics Information Session. 4 until 7, free barbecue and live music at the American Legion Park. Okay, you find me tomorrow at either one of those events. I have a Bakken Rocks Cookfest hat on. You tell me, Scott Hannon. Yes, sir, that's me. And I gave away a bunch of tickets to Rascal Flatts in Midland yesterday. They're going to be playing at the North Dakota State Fair this weekend. So folks were coming up to me all the time. But I've yet to give away a MyPillow, because here's what I need to give away a MyPillow. I have them with me. I'll hand them out like candy. All you have to do is come tell me about somebody you've seen doing some great things for your community. That's it. Oasis Petroleum, that Be the Buffalo Spirit, who's got it? Give me a name. I want to know. Then boom, MyPillow. And by the way, if you're not going to be in Van Hook tomorrow, you can't take advantage, but you want MyPillow more than anything, best deal ever right now, $69.98 for two of them. Not one, two of them. That's less than $35 a pillow, lowest price ever offered. How many MyPillow commercials have you heard? How many have you seen? You've never saw this price for premium pillows, two of them, $69.98, okay? Just saying. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-228-0550. Bunch of texters here. I'll take some calls. Got some lines open. 800-228-0550. Talk about anything. If you're tired of this subject, that's fine. 800-228-0550. Text responding to my comment saying, I think the best use of our frustration is to get Republicans behind the president. You're not going to win a debate with somebody that wants reparations. You're not going to win a debate with somebody that hates America, that thinks we need to bring America down so we can bring third world countries up. You're not. There is no rational back and forth. You know, another segment from Tucker Carlson last night, I think it was with Tammy Bruce, I forget who, but it was something like this. The problem with the political discourse in this country today is a lack of humility. I thought, what the heck does that mean? The problem with the lack of discourse in politics today, and this really could be about anything, not just politics, is a lack of humility. I thought, what does that mean? I didn't totally get it. I get being humble, and not like kind of fake humble, but really humble, right? That I'm, you know, I always say, I'm third in our family. That's that, and I don't say that as I'm like in a pity party. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to serve God first. I'm going to serve my wife and family second, and you know, I'm third. I come next. And so there's that kind of humility, right? But I think what they were getting at, and I should find the clip again. It was, I think, Tammy Bruce and Tucker Carlson. What she said is nobody in an argument anymore is ever willing to say, you know what, you might be right. Nobody is ever. I mean, I guess. Nobody's a lot of people. It's rare to find someone who'll say, I am not 100% confident in my opinion, so I'm going to consider yours might have some merit. And if you did that, you might actually accomplish something, right? But that's gone. We are in this place that is just bizarro world right now. It's bizarro world. And I'm telling, that could be in Newtown, North Dakota, right here, Teddy's presidential suite, sitting at that bar that I'm looking at. I'm outside this beautiful day. And one person says the other person, you know, Trump's a racist. No, he's not a racist. No, he's a racist. He's absolutely a racist. Do you know what the definition of racist is? Well, you know, you can not like him. You can disagree with the policy. He's not racist. This is not about racism. That's a talking point from people that use the board that have gotten you to believe that. And you're not thinking about it enough to say whatever. But it goes nowhere. One guy... One gal, they don't change their opinion because of that, ever. So my point is, rather than arguing with somebody that's not going to change their opinion, find someone that you might agree 6 out of 10 times with and say, do me a favor, stop worrying less about the political consequences of engaging with Donald Trump and just take this out for a spin. Don't be one more person to criticize him. Don't engage in the game of, oh, do you agree with Donald Trump? What do you think about what he said? Because guess what? Every time AOC, Omar, Michigan woman, the other one, the squad.
Tlaib,
thank you. I mean, she's like potty mouth, the worst of all of them.
Oh, and no kidding.
I mean, vile, this woman. But
if Trump talked like she talks, oh.
Precisely, but nobody talks about that. They don't talk about what they have said. The hateful, horrible things.
You can't pick
things.
On a minority woman. I mean, you can't do that.
So I'm saying...
That makes you a racist if you do that.
You're not going to win an argument with them. Nobody asked them the same questions they asked Republicans. Do not go there, Republican elected leaders. Do not go there. Here's how I would answer. Somebody said, Scott, you're on the radio all the time. You're talking about Donald Trump. You see what he said? What do you say about that? I'm not playing that game. That's my answer. I'm not playing that game. When you come back to me with answers from the squad and Pelosi and Schumer... Then I'll answer your question. But right now, I'm not playing that game. I'm focused on a better economy. I'm focused on oil and gas production at all-time highs in America, where we once had 56-some-odd% of our oil, you know, oil that comes from overseas and places that hate us that we need to go to war for. And now it's 20-something percent because the rest of it comes from here. And Barack Obama ran around a newspaper editorial boards running as president saying, here's the deal. We'll necessarily bankrupt coal companies. Electricity prices will escalate and will kill the coal companies so everybody focuses on a different kind of energy. Ladies and gentlemen, that came out of the mouth of Barack Obama, which just destroyed every coal family in America with one full swoop right there. Okay? So that doesn't get the attention it should, but what Donald Trump says about some people who don't love America is a big story. Give me a break. So I'm saying, spend your time bucking up Republicans. Let them know how much support there is out there. This texter doesn't agree. Says, yeah, that's okay, Scott. Just make sure they are pro-Trump Muslims. It's the socialist scum that need to be rounded up and permanently deported. I have a hard time even responding to that comment because it's a target-rich environment. But, okay, socialist scum. Bernie Sanders, he's a socialist. We're going to deport him because he's socialist. That's not America. The Founding Fathers dealt with Bernie Sanders. They defeated him in the arena of ideas. Come on. Texter says, freedom of speech must not apply to Donald Trump, but only for the Dems. Dems calling for impeachment and all this is doing is covering up the Epstein situation. Yeah. Interesting. Another texter. Scott, can you explain a little bit about why the legislature needs to condemn what Trump said and take a vote on it? I don't understand it. It seems like a waste of time to me. Well, you probably don't understand it because you have a 701 area code that you just texted me from. And there's a lot better air here than there is there. It makes no sense. It is a complete waste of time. It's all politics. For one, it's just like saying, oh, I vote because I like the American flag. Okay, great. You know, I mean, I like the sun shining. It's a ploy to put Republicans in a bad position. Should that have been done when these women said they hate Jews? Let's have a condemnation vote for that.
I was going to say something should have been done there.
Exactly. Texter says, Scott's little rant, you probably should record it and send it to Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Seems like the Republicans always fall for this garbage. Another texter says, I can't wait to see how Kelly defends this. Kelly Armstrong is not the enemy here. I mean, and in my mind, Senator Hovind said something fairly similar way back on the debate over the statue in Virginia, and you don't hear him saying it, and everybody's going to say what they mean a little differently, but there is a political course there. I'm giving Kelly a lot of slack. He's a freshman member of Congress. He's doing a lot of good. I wish he wouldn't have said the president's mean-spirited. I wouldn't have said that. I think it just helps the other side, but whatever. You know, I mean, meanwhile, he's fighting. What I want to know, and I know this from the Judiciary Committee and the other places where he's battling, he is taking on their viewpoints every time there's a meeting of, you know, the Judiciary Committee. So, and I want to, it is the question I'm going to ask him when we talk to him next. Let me read a couple of comments here from Omar, AOC, Tlaib. Are those mean-spirited? And I know the answer. It's yes. Did anybody from the media come ask you if they were mean-spirited? The answer is no. Other than us, probably. So that's the game, and, you know, there's a mob of cameras up there. They're trying to shove a microphone in your face because they're an arm of the Democratic Party. That's all there is to it. Doc wants to talk about Democrats. Where are you calling from, Doc?
I'm in the Dakotas here temporarily, just a little south of you.
That's a large bit of turf. You said temporarily. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Indiana.
Well, I'm glad you found us and what's on your mind. Thank you very much.
Well, you're quite welcome. I appreciate the form. I'm an old guy, just an old blues musician. He listens to me much anymore. I have been listening to kids on the block in Congress who aren't old enough to remember what really went on in America. They only know what they're told now, and they believe it. And back in the mid-60s, when I volunteered for Vietnam, instead of going to Canada or college or, you know, all the rest of the stuff, like most Democrats did, I went to war. And when I come back, I see all these people hating on my country. And back then, we had a saying. Now, this is a message for every Democrat that receives welfare and hates America. Every Democrat that oh, I see. You're closing me down.
No, well, I'm not going to close you down. I wouldn't close you down for anything. Hang on, Doc, and you can finish this on the other side of the break. And maybe we'll get you just a tad bit cell phone signal. You're cutting out just a little bit, but I got the gist of what you're saying, and I want to give you a chance to finish it, so don't go away. Stephen Bismarck's behind him. Lots of texts coming in. We'll take your calls first, 800-228-0550. Then your text at 701-367-2054. More after this.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Windrower from New Holland.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Bernelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Way they have to live here in this country, harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
I think the answer to this riddle is that Merle Haggard needs to be the subject of a vote of condemnation in the United States House of Representatives. I think we can't do that fast enough. Thanks to the fine listener.
You can't say that. That's terrible.
Right, yeah. Merle Haggard saying, you don't like it, leave it. I love it. Thanks for the suggestion of the bumper music. You suggest bumper music, we play it. Folks, 701-367-2054 or Todd's at 701-226-8503. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at Go Wireline. out here in the oil and gas industry right now, seeing what's happening everywhere. And this is a wireline company that's owned by North Dakotans. I love that. Call them. GoWireline.com. Dickinson and Williston, you call, they go. And my friends at McKenzie Minerals, we're right here at Watford City, just named the number one, what was it, friendliest place, Todd? Did you see this? Happiest place? Most friendly place? Yeah. Which is really cool in North Dakota. It is a friendly place. They're just a happy bunch of folks. And Mineral Tracker was born in Watford City. And they developed this incredible app that is, people that have significant mineral rights, they pay $99 a month, and they have more data than they've ever had in their life to know, okay, what's that well going to do? What's the history? Track it, all of it. It's incredible. Incredible. And also, a lot of folks out trying to buy mineral rights now. And if you've been, you know, the subject of a few of these offers, bombarded, hey, we'll buy your minerals, buy it. Before you do anything, just go, whoa, time out. I got to call the Mineral Tracker guys, Jeff and Joel, then I'll get back to you. Because, really, you need to talk to these two. They consistently have been able to get mineral owners a higher price than their original offer. So, mineraltracker.com or call 833-842-2924. 833-842-2924. Back to the phones, and, what happened to our man from the Indiana that was from the Dakotas? Where'd he go, Todd? He was going to hang on and tell us, finish his comment. The music doesn't cut you off. It isn't like I push a button and go, okay, I don't like what this guy's saying. I'm going to play the music now and go to a break. Does it, Todd? The computer does that. So we have to time everything to the computer. It's just the life in which we lead. When you're on four radio stations, the Mothership 550K Fire, the Patriotic Blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100, The Flag, KTGO 1090 AM 92.7 FM, or KLTC at 1460 on your radio dial. Everybody has to be on the same sheet of music, so I apologize. But I hope that guy will call back. I forgot his name now. I just know he was from Indiana and hanging out in the Dakotas, and he was talking a little bit about history people forget. So call back. Stephen Bismarck, you're next, though. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. How are you today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to comment. There was a news conference. It was several days ago. It was I think, just around the this dust up started. What is the congresswoman's name from Minnesota that's of Somali descent?
Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. So she's taking this press conference, and her English is awesome. I mean, obviously she's a bright woman, and, you know, so she's taking these questions. And unbelievably, a reporter, instead of throwing her a softball, simply asked her if she is willing to denounce Al-Qaeda, you know, as a terrorist group. She wouldn't do it. Her response to him was, that's the question that Muslims get all the time, inferring that he's a racist for asking her. And I think it's a completely reasonable question. If you're representing the United States of America in Congress, I think the people of the United States and your constituents in Minnesota have a right to know whether or not you support Al-Qaeda. And the answer doesn't matter necessarily other than for re-election. But why is that racist to find out whether or not she supports a group that's trying to kill America? That's just a reasonable question, is it not?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. And there was another reporter that followed her, followed a couple of them, and asked about Antifa. There was a particular attack that they wanted them to condemn, and they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. I mean, again, wouldn't it be just easy to say, of course I condemn that, and then keep moving? But, they're like, oh, I'm not going to answer because you're asking me a question I don't like getting asked. Basically, I mean,
so Trump is the hate-filled racist, and they support groups that openly kill infidels and or openly attack anyone in the United States that doesn't believe with them. But somehow that's fine. And asking them to leave if they don't like it is hateful and evil. Doesn't add up to me.
No, you're right, Steve. You're absolutely right. 100%. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. You tell me who's on line one. We'll try and squeeze that one in here very quickly. I'll get to a couple other texts as well with more bumper suggestions. Now, how about that, ladies and gentlemen? I'm leery of this Armstrong now. On top of him suckling up to the Democrats, calling Trump a racist, he's always on your show saying how great these Democrats are that he serves with in Congress. Sound to me he doesn't have much common sense. I will 100% defend Kelly Armstrong as doing the right thing. I think what Kelly Armstrong is doing, every freshman comes in and tries to find their place. You know, and so he's not going to necessarily be the guy that's doing what Jim Jordan's doing or, you know, some of these others. He's trying to forge a little air. I don't, and the fair question is, are the things they do mean-spirited, the squad? Because that's what you said Donald Trump is. And did you mean to, you know, go after him? Jamie, what you're saying is you can be leery, but again, I think if Kelly Armstrong understands how many people that he serves in Congress want him to support the president, you'll never have him say something like he said again. Because he won't take the bait.
It's time for the Medora Minute, brought to you by our friends at Medora.com. Explore it, adore it, Medora. We're on with Justin Fisk with Medora and all things Medora. Justin, I hear you're going to be invaded by a bunch of teddies real soon.
This week, we're going to have a bunch of Teddy Roosevelt coming to town, living history all over Medora. When we have the Badlands Chautauqua, the gathering of Teddy Roosevelt and friends right here in the Badlands. All kinds of free and ticketed events for you to enjoy and really absorb the history of Theodore Roosevelt like only you can in the Badlands of Medora.
And, of course, there's the Bully Pulpit Golf Course, the Medora Musical, the Gospel Brunch, Todd Oliver and his Talking Dog, Carl and Greta's Cowboy Sing-Along. So many things to do in Medora. Explore it, adore it, Medora. Go to Medora.com. Justin, have a great day. We'll chat soon, my friend.
Bully!
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.